from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursula. Topping our report this hour, the first debate between the four GOP candidates hoping to claim victory in this year's gubernatorial election was a spirited one of that, as Jack Cettarelli, John Bramnick, Bill Spadia, and Ed Durr talked about everything from New Jersey transit, the pandemic, DEI policies, and affordability. You've been hearing Eric talking about it all morning long. Now, when asked what he would do if elected on his first day in office, Spadia said he would crack down on development.
We're going to issue a series of executive orders. We've got five already written to stop phase four of this high density housing nonsense that is crushing our suburban communities.
All of the candidates agree that they would end the state's sanctuary cities policies. To learn more about each candidate's positions on New Jersey's biggest issues, you can listen to Eric all morning long and go to nj1015.com. New Jersey Republicans made some gains while Democrats lost some in the latest voter registration numbers. State officials say New Jersey added more than 19,000 new voters last month, but Democrats lost some 2,000 members from their rolls. The latest voter registration data shows Republicans added more than 10,000 registrants last month. The number of unaffiliated voters grew by about 11,000. President Trump's border czar is threatening to prosecute New Jersey's Democratic governor. This after Phil Murphy implied he was sheltering an illegal immigrant in a garage apartment at his Middletown home and dared the feds, quote, to try and get her. That comment was made by Murphy at a progressive forum in Montclair over the weekend. Tom Homan said Monday night such an action would violate the law. The governor's spokesperson is now walking back the comment, telling news reporters that Murphy never actually made the offer to the woman and that she never moved in. He said the governor was simply relaying a conversation he had had with the First Lady, Tammy Murphy, about someone he knew who was in the U.S. legally but was worried about her status. Turning a permit into a license will be a little more complicated for your kid. As of this month, the Garden State has a new rule that mandates practice driving hours before earning a license is possible. You'll have to certify that those practice hours did actually occur.
Anyone under age 21 who earns a permit on or after February 1st needs to log 50 hours of practice driving before becoming eligible for a license. 10 of those hours need to occur when it's dark outside.
This puts New Jersey in line now with the 47 other states that previously had practice hour requirements.
Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says starting August 1st, the MVC will require that a certification form be handed in during the licensure process, signed by the supervising driver. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 703. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 708. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Temperatures this morning in the 20s. We'll see only lower to mid-30s this afternoon. A cold, mostly cloudy February day. Could be a few snow showers during the day, but nothing big yet. Our storm system really gets going late tonight. First, with scattered snow showers arriving by midnight. That'll get steadier after midnight and transition to an icy mix of sleet and freezing rain. We'll go to just plain rain tomorrow morning, but watch for slippery, sloppy travel conditions out there. Ice is nasty business. Icy mix and rain will wrap up around early afternoon tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your lights, electronics, appliances, and heat on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com.
Right now, Orange, 26 degrees. It's 27 in Hillsborough, Toms River, 29. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.